Why do Eucharistic miracles still persist despite the apostasy of Rome? Among these extraordinary miracles, visibly and notably the work of God, is the Eucharistic miracle of Lanciano in Italy. About the year 700 of the Christian era, 13 centuries ago, while celebrating Mass, a priest doubted that the body of Christ was truly present in the consecrated host and his blood in the wine. On pronouncing the words of consecration, he saw that the host became flesh and the wine became blood. All those attending the Mass became aware of the event, and the news spread. The flesh and the blood are conserved intact. God, by his infinite power, continues to maintain this miracle during these years of apostasy in which it remains in the hands of apostates. Why? They are very especially miracles of his, and what he does, he maintains visibly, but with a difference: the Eucharistic presence of Christ and Mary are no longer there. To our human judgment, the miracle of Lanciano ought to disappear with the withdrawal of the real presence from the sacramental species, and yet God in his mysterious plans, despite the withdrawal of the real presence, maintains the miracle. Something similar occurs with the priest who falls into mortal sin. One might think that such a priest would no longer be able to celebrate Mass or administer any sacrament, since to do so he needs a whole series of singular presences in his priestly heart, all now lost because of sin. Nevertheless, in valid priestly ordination, the mystical priestly state is given to the priest, in which Christ can act despite the presence of the evil one in the priest's soul, who can validly administrate the sacraments and validly celebrate Holy Mass despite his lamentable state of sin, as long as he remains within the true Church. The same happened with some popes, very few, thanks be to God, who have lived badly and damned themselves. In spite of this, they had a mystical papal state and could validly canonize, govern, declare dogmas, and so forth. Something similar occurs with other very special miracles. The house of the Most Holy Virgin Mary in Loreto continues in all its integrity, despite being in the hands of apostates, situated as it is on uneven ground, partly in the air, without fractures or deterioration. Another case is the tilma or apron of the seer Juan Diego of Guadalupe, a cloth with a life of 10 to 15 years, which has now lasted for over 5 centuries despite attacks, by bomb, nitric acid, for the cloth regenerates miraculously. Evidently, God wills that these miracles be maintained, firstly because they are his, and God does not repent of the works he performs. He does good, and that good he maintains despite those who for lack of response to graces suffer harm. Besides, because God wishes that we Palmarians be such for the faith we have in Palma, which is the work of God, and not because of material evidences, and also because it is by faith that we see the ruinous path followed by Rome, and its erroneous and even shameful teachings on the one hand, and on the other the holy path followed by the true Church, now Palmarian, and by the Pope who rules her. Ave Maria Purissima.